On Classic Rock Radio, this is That Radio Show with Pete and Sarah.
At 28 to 8, Sarah.
Oh, yes. My goodness, 28 to 8. Thanks to Property AU, the property and business specialists, our lovely sponsors this morning. And their website is propertyau.com.au.
That website again?
Oh, with the W's in front.
Please.
www.propertyau.com.au. And also check out our website too for us.
Absolutely.
thatradioshow.com.au. Over to Mr. Andrew Jobling, our fitness and health and wellness expert.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, wonderful to be here on this beautiful Melbourne day with all this liquid sunshine.
Yeah, absolutely. Really? Yeah. This wellness thing. I mean, how are we going to stay well and healthy over Christmas?
Oh,
I'm Polish.
I know.
There is no wellness over Christmas.
Well, Andrew, that's a choice.
Everyone's got parties and drinks,
correct.
Drinky poos,
correct.
And you got the little canapes, which just absolutely destroy you. So please help us.
No, the canapes don't destroy you, Sarah. What destroys you is you putting them into your mouth and eating them. So that's a choice.
They destroy my ass, okay? That's what happens.
Yeah, that's right. Because I know this time of the year we have no control. We stand there or sit there and someone comes and shoves fatty food and alcohol into our mouths. I know. It's a tough
time. I stand near the door.
Now, I've got a couple of points
your
here.
Your point?
I stand near the waiter's door.
Like,
as soon as they come out,
thing?
I jump on him. I'm like, give me one of those now.
So look, here's a couple of things, right? And the first two. Firstly, we don't have to put on weight at this time of the year.
Oh.
All right? So that's a choice. And I think we go, oh, yeah, it's this time of the year. I'm just going to have to, you know. You don't have to.
Some people, like, shred in winter just so they can get fat and have enjoyed
themselves. Again, and it comes back to the fact that it is a choice. We have a choice.
So he's so wise.
Well, it's not wisdom. Well, it's age, actually. It's we can choose whether what we eat, when we eat, how we eat, what we do. And I think that's the most important thing, the most important message I want to get across this morning is that you don't have to eat the canapé. You can have one canapé and there's always healthier options, isn't there? Whenever you go out,
all right,
there's
so
always healthier options.
If you're at a Christmas party and the standard things come out, what should you be exchanging, you know, the beautiful crudités and all the yummy things?
Well, certainly not suggesting you don't eat them. Okay, but you've got to prepare yourself if you're going to be going out a fair bit. And you prepare yourself by eating breakfast, right? You prepare yourself by snacking regularly during the day. So when you go out, you're not starving. Because I think the big thing is when you know you're going out, you go, or going to a smorgasbord, you say, well, I can't eat because there's going to be so much food there. That's the problem. If you make sure you're not starving when you're there, you'll make better choices.
So is it the M word, moderation?
Moderation is the word, but you can only be moderate if you're not starving or craving.
Sure.
Yeah,
the second
starving.
You crave, moderation flies right out the window. So eat regularly, snack regularly, don't be starving. There are always healthy options. There's always, you know, skewers and there's always
it's a sauce on those bloody things that get you.
You've got to try and avoid
the dipping sauce.
The sausage rolls and the Chico rolls
you
and
know
the
what
spring
I do.
Rolls. And the
Well, what about the Christmas dinner? I mean, we do the roast.
Yep.
So
you do the roast.
You go into a food coma.
Just what you do. This is what I do. I love roast. I love Christmas. Look, Christmas Day.
I love my Weber.
Christmas Day is a little bit different, I reckon. I think we've all got permission to go overboard on Christmas Day.
Yep.
But all the days leading up, you have the
you can have a
the
blowout.
Roast.
You can have a blowout.
The salad.
Yeah.
Why do you have to have 17 potatoes? Why do we have to, you know? You can have a little bit of cake or a little bit of pudding or whatever, but just be smart about it. I think
so. Can you have your cake and eat it too?
You can.
Yeah, sorry.
Absolutely.
Somebody had to do it. Sorry.
You can have your cake and eat it too. Sparkling water is a really good one. Mineral water because it's like it's almost like, well, I'm having sparkles.
But
I'm having my bubbles, but you're drinking mineral water instead of champagne.
And because it's carbonated, it fills you up a bit.
Put a bit of lemon in it. Put some fruit.
That's
in
very
it.
European.
Can I just tell
put
you,
some lemon in it. Yeah.
Cocktail.
I always have a glass of milk before I go out to an event. Is
really?
That weird?
Yes.
No. Well.
Yes.
No, because
but Sarah,
it
you're a bit weird, so
no,
for
darling.
You that's normal.
But it's a lovely weirdness.
It fills me up, so I feel like I've had like a bit of a meal, you know.
Yeah.
But, I've got a strange fact. You know when you're in a food coma?
Yes.
Do you know what that's called? It's called the itis.
Really?
So when you it's true. I swear to God, it is. It's when you're in a food coma, you are suffering effects of the itis.
The itis. Oh, you want it again?
Okay. Want it again.
There you go.
That was my hand signal. Sorry. My hand signal was the same. Do that noise again. I love it.
We need to break 23-8.
This is That Radio Show with Pete and Sarah.
Melbourne's classic rock radio.